The sister of a Peoria civil rights activist recently wrote a book about her brother. She says his message still lives on.
There are many who will talk about the injustice in this country, but only a few will do something about it. Which one are you?
That's Gloria Clark Jackson, sister of the late Mark Clark, founder of the Peoria Black Panthers. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, September 9th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Despite recent sorting machine removals, U.S. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos says she's confident the post office can handle large numbers of mail-in ballots this November. Bustos toured the Peoria sorting and distribution facility yesterday.
They assured me that those will be prioritized and that nobody should have any fear about voting by mail. That made me feel good.
Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, more people are expected to opt for a vote by mail than ever before. Bustos says one sorting machine was removed, two others are slated for removal and replacement, but Bustos says she expects mailed-in ballots to be counted.
Even though we will have more mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, than we ever have in the history of our nation, it will still not rise to the level of peak holiday season, and that's why they have confidence. They know how to do this.
President Donald Trump has stirred up fears about voter fraud this election, but Bustos says fraud is exceedingly rare, and several states already pull off mail-in voting successfully.
The President of the United States, Donald Trump, votes by mail. And for him to be acting like there's fraud that's embedded in the system is just a false narrative.
However, Bustos says it may take longer to count votes this year, and voters should be patient if results aren't in on election night. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County area health officials reported 206 new COVID-19 cases since their last report ahead of the Labor Day weekend, bringing the region's total number of infections to 4,262 since the start of the pandemic. The Peoria City Council takes additional action on planned budget restructuring and discusses a fire and police protection tax. And Peter Kobach says he can unite people around a common vision in announcing his candidacy for the 2nd District City Council seat. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. 50 years after his assassination in Chicago, the legacy of Peoria civil rights activist Mark Clark still has something to teach us today. That's according to his sister Gloria Clark Jackson, who recently published the book Soul of a Black Panther.
I had thought about doing this book years ago. About 15 years ago, I wrote a short narrative. I sit down and I thought about my brother Mark, who was a civil rights activist and the leader of the Peoria Black Panther Party. So I wanted to remember all the things about him. And what prompted me to actually write the book is that not a lot has really been written about him. Because of his political and social views against racism and discrimination, he ended up becoming a Black Panther leader. He actually was the founder of the Peoria Black Panther Party, and he established the very first breakfast program here in Peoria, Illinois, for children. He was very active in political things, really just a fight against racism. And then in December 4th, 1969, Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton and my brother, Defense Captain Mark Clark of the Black Panther Party, were assassinated. They spoke out against white supremacy racism and against discrimination. So when I write the book about Mark, I tell the life and death of my brother Mark, because I was a member of the Black Panther Party under his leadership. I felt compelled to tell his story.
So let's talk a little bit about who he was, and especially who he was, you know, in his time in Peoria, Illinois.
We were raised in the Christian church. So my father was a major pastor here in Peoria, Illinois, His church still stands. He was the founder of Holy Temple Church of God in Christ, and it still stands on Webster and McBean. The thing about Mark is that we all grew up with the Christian background, and I point out in my book that it was ironic that we were always taught to treat people right, and we weren't always treated the same way as people of color.
And does understanding your brother's story help today to continue to make progress?
I think that, unfortunately, we have not progressed a lot, in my opinion. I think that a lot of the same things are going on today that went on 50 years ago. I do speak about that briefly in my conclusion of the book. I just want to read just a little bit of that. It's a short page, so I'll read a little bit of that. It is incumbent upon all decent Americans who truly want to make America great to expose racism and discrimination whenever and wherever they see it. As I look back and remember the determined, serious look that took over my brother Mark's face the day he recruited me into the Black Panther Party, I will never forget the words he spoke that still reverberate in my mind. His message is as clear today as it was then. There are many who will talk about the injustice in this country, but only a few will do something about it. Which one are you?
That was Gloria Clark Jackson talking with WCBU's Tim Shelley. Before we let you go, Flowers for Fall art class is happening at Art at the Bodega tonight at 6:30, and there's open mic comedy tonight at 8 at the Jukebox Comedy Club. Social distancing is enforced at these events, and masks are required. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.